Haluasik is the name of a man who was famous among us Netsilik. Kaluasik. A man who was the best ever among us. The fastest and the strongest in a kayak. Kaluasik, the hunter every man here would like to be. But not in the beginning. In the beginning, this Kaluasik, who was small, no bigger than a boy, had a weak will. He hunted together with the sons of Kufkilik. But when the three of them took to their kayaks to race after caribou, well, Kaluasik was always left behind. In the beginning, I tell you, Kaluasik was a name which made the hunters laugh.
Now, brother, you know what to do. When the chasers have run the caribou into the lake, we take our kayaks out after the herd. And you, Kaluasik, are you coming with us today?
Or behind us again?
Yes, I'm coming.
So, no matter who wins the race, we already know for sure who the loser will be. Hey, Kaluasik.
Who?
You, Kaluasik. You.
And paddle after them.
Come on, brother. There's a bull with a heavy coat in the lead for one of us.
Let's go.
Faster. Almost. Almost there. The bull is mine.
Not quite, brother.
Mine. Come on, Kaluasik. You paddle like a sick old man.
Aren't you ashamed of your clothes, Kaluasik? Ah, the bull caribou is mine. Don't you even want a skin to wrap around you at night, Kaluasik?
Of course I want skins. And antlers and bone and sinews for my wife to sew with. But no matter how fast I paddle, I can't catch up with Kufkilik's sons.
Quietly, Kaluasik brings his kayak to shore, and not wanting to, approaches the tent of Kufkilik, where the old man is cutting up the caribou his sons have brought in.
And look who comes here now, my sons. Kaluasik, the slow wagging tail of the dog.
Kufkilik, my wife's cooking pot is empty.
Is that my fault? My sons race across the lake ahead of the caribou herd. Our cooking pots are always full.
Aren't I one of the chasers? Don't I work along with everyone else when we build the Inukshuks?
Yes, of course, and you get your share. Here's some meat.
Kaluasik, why don't you go out alone and hunt in the hills with a bow and arrow?
Who would chase the caribou close enough so my arrows could hit them?
I don't know, Kaluasik. I just don't know.
Kaluasik, a name which causes laughter. At nightfall, he comes home in his ragged coat. Comes home to his wife.
You've brought the worst little scraps of meat.
Didn't make the kill.
The lake was thick with caribou today. I saw them from the hill.
I was just waiting for a good fat bull.
To swim over to your kayak and ask to be speared. I married a man who can't hunt. And worse, a man who doesn't even have the will to keep us alive and warm.
You're wrong about that. Tomorrow, you'll see.
What are you looking for?
Just this.
Oh, That old paddle you carry around. Nobody uses those anymore.
But look, here are places for my hands so I can get a better grip while I'm paddling.
And you think that strange old paddle with the holding places will help you?
I don't know. I know this feels good in my hands. I feel by tomorrow I may just have the strength and luck I need on the lake. Just a little faster.
Look at him. I go faster, brother. I'm doing this fast as I can.
There! I've got him. Come up alongside the kayak, my fat caribou friend in the thick coat, and I'll take you to meet my wife and her sewing needles.
On the shore, Kaluarsik's wife stands watching with Kufkilik, and she smiles.
Look at the size of the caribou your husband is dragging on shore.
I see it.
In my long life, I've never seen a man so fast in a kayak. Kaluarsik looked like a bird that does not touch the water.
So, when we Netsilik speak the name of Kaluarsik, we laugh in a different way. And each man among us thinks Kaluarsik, the caribou hunter, I would like to be.